Afternoon, folks. Hope everyone's well. I hope everyone survived the thunderstorms that hit parts of the UK overnight. Just been listening to some of your boos, and wow, there was a lot of thunder out there. Seemed to be around the London area. Unfortunately, nothing up here yet, but we could still have it. It's not as warm today as it was yesterday. It's quite wet, actually. It was raining a while ago. I think it's stopped now. But it wouldn't surprise me if we don't have it at some point, but we haven't had anything yet. So just enjoyed listening to the thunder boos. I love a good thunderstorm, me. Some people don't like it, but I love it. And I've noticed it seems to be a blind thing. I don't know why, but a lot of blind people seem to like a good thunderstorm. I suppose it's sound, it's audio, isn't it? I suppose. But I know a lot of people, a lot of my visually impaired friends seem to like a damn good thunderstorm. So if it heads up this way, I will jump on the bandwagon and try and record it. I've got some news on my flat. I can now safely say it is my flat. I called the letting agents yesterday because there was a bit of a problem with one of the references. Not a problem with the reference itself, but basically Chris's mum was going to be my character reference. And the letter hadn't arrived. They said they'd sent it, but by yesterday it hadn't arrived. So in the end, we managed to do it by email because I said, well, can you not email her son and, you know, we can do it that way. So that's the way we did it. And I said to the lettings manager, I said, once the references are in, I said, is there anything else holding me up? You know, I was thinking, you know, do you need to do credit checks or all the horrible stuff? And she said, no. She said, basically, as soon as the references come back, you can have your keys. So I've provisionally booked to pick the keys up at 11 o'clock next Thursday morning. And the good thing is someone's meeting me at the property, which means that I don't have to get a taxi or get a lift all the way into Cleethorpes, which is fantastic because from here, Cleethorpes is a good half an hour's drive. So if I had to get a taxi, that would cost me a small fortune. So it just means that I can just walk down the road two doors down and pick my keys up, which is fantastic. So that's that. I lost my train of thought then because I was just going to thank everybody for their support, but I think I've already done that on a previous boo. So I just wanted to, just a bit of a general update really. So I will be doing, a couple of you have said, you know, yes, please do an audio tour of the flat. So I will do that. I might even, to give you a bit of an idea of how big it is, I may do it when there's nothing in there, if that makes sense. Because I can give you a better idea of how big it is, because when a room sounds echoey, you can get a better idea of space. So I may do that next Thursday when we pick up the keys. So that's that, really. I just thought I'd come on and say hello. All my birds are all right. I bought some budgies the other day from a breeder who was selling some. I bought six. I bought three pairs. And they are the scruffiest looking budgies I've ever seen. And I separated a couple of them because one had next to no tail. And one I thought was a bit overweight. So I put them in a cage together and brought them downstairs. And Chris's mum and dad came over yesterday. And she said, Sam, just to let you know, she said, one of your budgies has got a closed eye. And I thought, oh dear. I said, right, thanks for that. So she told me which one it was. And it was the big one. A big blue one he is. So, and they weren't doing much yesterday. They were just sitting on their perch and I thought, yeah, something's wrong here. So I got the bird out and I bathed his eye with a bit of warm salt water. I thought, well, that's kind of all I can do. And then I put him in a little cage on his own. And I thought, well, because Chris's mum said that he was sort of panting a little bit and he kept fluffing up. And I thought, well, if it's the end of his life, then it's the end of his life. There's not really much I can do. I'll just have to do the best I can. But he's okay. I think I've sorted him out. He's quiet at the moment, but he's been chatting. So that's good. But bless them, the guy said, oh, they're ready to breed, but they're not. They all need a damn good rest. They really do. They're scruffy and they've got no tails and their tails have been chewed. Storm, be quiet for a minute. God, I'm trying to speak and he's... Shh. Think Chris might be keeping Storm the cockatiel here because he likes him and he is quite tame. And I said, look, when there's no birds, it's going to be really strange for you. So I think he might be keeping him here. We've got to sort that out. But I'll let you know more about that when it's decided. So I think that's it for now. I think I shall go and drink the rest of my cup of coffee. And I will speak to you all very soon.